The devastating fire that tore through a Tooele neighborhood this week, destroying 10 homes and damaging several others, left the affected families facing unexpected crisis.
The Red Cross and insurance companies are working to help them, but in the meantime, the families are coping with the loss of personal possessions and even safe shelter.
Utah Red Cross spokesman Rich Woodruff says it's a good reminder why we all need to prepare for the unexpected. He suggests building a 72-hour kit to cover immediate needs in case of fire, flood, earthquake, or other disasters.
Even in a lower scale disaster, if you lose everything and you have to, you know, shelter somewhere, at least you've got some toiletries, you've got some basic comforts, you've got emergencies, and, you know, it's not a bad idea to keep that same kind of thing in your car as well.
Woodruff says kits should be flexible for different seasons. The clothing you need in our current 100-degree weather isn't the same as what you would want in the winter. In hot weather, it's also critical to make sure that you have enough water.
We advocate about a gallon a day per family member. Each person should have their own kit, so if you look at it that way, you know, pack enough drinkable water for 3 days, and that's going to help you out. And maybe some non-perishable food items, some good protein, calorie bars, you know, that you get a little food in there as well, some water, and then other things, flashlight, you know, emergency supplies to kind of get you through the short term.
If you've already built a 72-hour kit, but you haven't checked it in a while, Woodruff says it might be worth tucking in a flash drive with important records.
We call it a digital disaster kit, a fancy name for it. You know, digitize all those documents. I mean, you're not going to have time to go round them up unless you've thought ahead and you've got a fireproof safe or something. But, you know, things that are going to be difficult to replace, at least you've got that digital copy of it. Another thing, you know, kind of a new technology, is have a couple of cell phone chargers, at least one battery charger. That can be indispensable because our cell phone can be a lifeline.
Now, KSL is hoping to help the fire victims with a special telethon. You can donate during Stand With Tooele event by calling 801-575-HOPE from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow.
And we do hope that we are able to do enough to help many of those families that are going to be struggling after that devastating fire.
And good advice on the 72-hour kit. I haven't checked mine in a while. I mean, I put it together quite some time ago. Go check those kits.
Go check it again. Make sure everything's up to date. Yes.